Authorities are asking for help finding two missing people. 16-year-old Alexander Martin was last seen Monday leaving a home in the Colony Woods area of Perry Township. He is 6 feet tall, about 180 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, and was last seen riding a blue BMX bike with green lettering. The Stark County Sheriff's Office is looking for 48-year-old Matthew Lucas, who was last seen June 22nd on Woodrush Drive Northwest in Plain Township. Lucas is 6 feet tall, about 235 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information on either case is asked to call police. The two civilian victims in Sunday night's deadly shooting in Rittman have been identified. The Wayne County coroner says 43-year-old Christine McWilliams and her 13-year-old daughter McKinley McWilliams were found dead inside a home on Chippewa Trail. The suspect, 38-year-old Brandon Fazekas, died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's described as Christine's ex-boyfriend. Rittman Police Sergeant Scott Reese was killed during an exchange of gunfire after responding to the scene. Four other officers were wounded. A sheriff's canine remains in serious condition, and the Ohio BCI is leading the investigation. An Alliance woman is facing felony charges after police say she assaulted an officer during a domestic disturbance. Police say 26-year-old Ayana Johnson was arrested Friday night at an apartment in the 700 block of Mills Circle. Johnson allegedly was holding a knife, threw objects at police, resisted arrest, and later bit an officer during the incident. Johnson is charged with assault on a police officer, criminal damaging, and resisting arrest. She was arraigned Monday in municipal court. Louisville City Council approved a contract for the construction of a new city hall building Monday, WDPN's David Shore reports.
Horn and King Architects were selected to design a new city hall following extensive evaluations of renovating the current 60-year-old building. A presentation by Horn and King in March resulted in council's unanimous agreement to proceed with new construction. An $8,902 decrease in the cost of the new fire station was approved, bringing the total construction cost to $7,130,000. Deterioration of the current approximately 25-year-old dome building caused council to approve a $99,461 contract with Miller Builders of Orville to construct a new 60-by-100-foot facility to store road salt.
Massillon City Council is delaying a final vote on new data center zoning rules to allow more time for review. Members approved amendments Monday that would limit data centers to heavy industrial areas, require 400-foot setbacks from residential districts, and require proof of available utility capacity. The Independent reports the changes send the proposal back to first reading. Council will continue discussions during a work session next week. A former Garrettsville man will spend the rest of his life behind bars with no chance of parole after being sentenced for the 2020 rapes of two young girls. Portage County Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty sentenced 38-year-old Edward Weimer to six consecutive life terms Monday. A jury found him guilty of rape and gross sexual imposition in April. Weimer is already serving life without parole for a 2021 child rape conviction in Trumbull County. His former girlfriend, 26-year-old Mariah Brash of Youngstown, is scheduled to stand trial August 18th. She faces complicity charges. Frederick Harriff will return to court August 28th on felony charges of menacing by stalking and attempted intimidation. The 66-year-old is already serving at least 39 years in prison for the June 2025 attack in which he beat a Fairfield Township woman with a baseball bat, tried to strangle her, and set her home on fire. Columbiana County prosecutors say he later sent letters to the victim from jail. His jury trial in the new case has been canceled. The National Weather Service has confirmed an EF1 tornado touched down in Canfield Township during Sunday's severe weather. The tornado had estimated winds of 95 miles per hour and was on the ground for about 1 minute, damaging trees and a home along its path. The Weather Service also found a powerful macro burst with winds up to 90 miles per hour that stretched more than 10 miles across Mahoning County. The storm caused widespread tree and power line damage in Austintown, Canfield, Boardman, and Poland. No injuries or deaths were reported. Meanwhile, Governor Mike DeWine has declared a state of emergency in Mahoning County after the severe storms. He says the declaration will help speed up state assistance for cleanup, with Ohio agencies providing equipment, supplies, and personnel as needed. DeWine surveyed damage in Boardman and Canfield Townships Monday. A man has admitted to a deadly hit-and-run crash on Youngstown's south side. 43-year-old Laird Bruner of Youngstown pleaded guilty Monday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to aggravated vehicular homicide and failure to stop after an accident. Prosecutors say Bruner was driving an SUV that hit and killed 53-year-old Joseph Novosich while he was walking on Loveland Road last September. Bruner is scheduled to be sentenced August 24th. Austin Town Township Trustee Robert Santos is stepping down after accepting a new job with Mahoning County. WKBN-TV reports he announced Monday he will serve as the county's project manager for capital projects and said he resigned to avoid a possible conflict of interest. Santos was first elected as trustee in 2021 and was reelected last year. The township is now accepting letters of interest until July 16th to fill the vacant seat. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.